myself. I love you more than anything.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bill. God bless. And as we come before you, we come with thanksgiving.
Yes, we do.
I'm thanking God for all of you, Pastor Crosby, Dr. Edmerson, First Ladies. We give God all the praise for you and our music ministry, our media ministry. Everyone in their respective places. Again, we come thanking God for our young people. Ones who have gone to another level. Some have graduated and some have gone from one grade to another. All of it is good because God loves us.
Yes.
And he wants the best for us.
Yes.
Oh, we just give God praise and glory right now.
Yes, we do.
Thanking God for our veterans. Thanking God for just allowing us to mingle and co-mingle our voices. Fellowship one with the other one more time.
Yes.
And he didn't have to do it now, church.
Yeah.
It's not because of how beautiful you look, how handsome you may be. It's because of his grace.
Yes.
And his mercy. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Brian, thank God for you over there.
Amen.
Also, Sister Valerie, God bless you. Just looking around what has happened in our world in the last couple of weeks, we have to be on bended knee. We have to cry out to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why are these things happening? However, we were told in the scriptures that they would come to pass.
Yes.
Amen.
But let us be ye not troubled, for such needs must be, but the end is not yet.
Yes.
We must continue to trust God for all things.
Yes.
Congratulations again to all of our young people who have made a mark and graduated from one level to the next. And God is going to bless you. He's not going to leave you alone. He's going to make sure that you have all the goodies that he has promised. Because he promised to never forsake us.
Yes.
Now leave us alone.
Yes.
Why? Because he's God and God all by himself.
Yes.
Therefore, I just don't want you to be discouraged. Looking at the scripture that was read in your hearing, the 119th Psalm, 9th verse down to the 16th verse. But we want to concentrate on the 11th verse out of that 119th Psalm, and it reads, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee."
Yes.
Then if we look at the 105th verse out of that 119th Psalm, it reads, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments." And that's enough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come. We come, O Heavenly Father, thanking you for all things. We Come asking right now that you bless these, your people. Bless us, O Heavenly Father. For what purpose thou already knowest. Some have come and asked for one thing and some for another. But you made us in your own image and you know all about us. Come right now and give us our heart desire. Somebody is in need of a healing blessing. Someone is in need of a financial blessing. Whatever the case is, O Heavenly Father, I know you have all power entrusted in the palm of your hand. Come right now, God, and deliver as only you can. And then we ask right now, God, that you continue to bless the First Union African Baptist Church. Bless its membership. Then we ask, oh God, you bless the visitor. Continue providing them with your grace and your mercy. Then I ask now, God, that you hide me behind the cross so that only you can be seen. Speak so loud to me, through me, so that only you can be heard. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, our strength and our redeemer, and the redeemed of the Lord say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Not going to hold you long this morning, just as long as the Holy Spirit allows. Is that all right? Amen. But we want to speak to you from a sermonic idea. Rules for the Road. Part one. Rules for the Road. Yes, I'm speaking to my young listeners, but I'm speaking to my young at heart as well. Amen.
Amen.
Is that all right, Doc?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Just want to read a few words from the lips of a man who has found a way to keep his feet firmly planted on the ground of reality. One who has found joy that brings into his life both light and life. One who has discovered something that holds him steady and brings him through. He begins with a question directed at the young. Say, how shall a young man steer a steady course? His answer to the question follows in the same breath. By holding to thy word, I treasure thy promise in my heart, for fear that I might sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light on my path. I have bound myself by oath and solemn vow to keep thy just decree. See, the late Ozora Davis made several statements that were shocking in his prophetic boldness. For he said, nobody breaks the rules of God and get away. Nobody breaks the Ten Commandments, they break you. Nobody disregards the rules of a moral universe without punishment. You see, we disregard these at our own risk. Disobey the moral expectations of a moral universe, run roughshod through the moral landscape of your youth, and you will wreck. paradise in a moral universe at your own risk. We do not break the rules, they break us. You may get by, maybe, but you'll never get away. See, the Bible, especially the wisdom books, directs our attention to these scriptures, which share the sober experiences of the age. For they pass along to us the crystallized consensus of those who have accumulated wisdom along life's tedious journey. Oh, they contain the distilled deposits of wisdom about God, life, human conduct, its routes and highways through life are safest and best. Over and over again in these sober convictions of human experience, there is the warning about the suggested rules. Obey these timeless rules and live. Disregard these rules and you travel at your own moral risk. Say, well, now here, are you making an indirect plea for safe driving? Not necessarily, but I'm making a direct plea for safe living. Yes. What this ancient saying says about the straight path and the lamp for the feet and light for days to come are at least worth hearing about.
Yes.
But the psalmist is convinced, and I feel that I can agree with him when you say that there is law and order in the universe. There's much disorder about us. Don't get me wrong. One need only look in any quarter to find the evidences of disarray. About us is economic disorder. Yeah, we sometimes worry about the gasoline prices, but it's going to be all right. About us is political, racial, international disorder among groups and nations. And yes, there are times when I agree with the thinking of many of you that it appears that all of the rules, all of the regulations and signposts and guidelines have been swept away by the tumult and the pressures of our time. I'm convinced also that all of the signs are not down. Convinced that all directives are not awash in the sea of moral relativity. All rules are not caught in the undertow of change, nor are all of the guidelines blown over the gale winds of a world which Nathan Scott calls the broken center. So he says, ours is an age when all is in doubt and when, as he says, things are falling apart and the center cannot hold. There's law and order in the universe. There are rules for the road which can plant our feet on firm ground for living, bring us through. The signs yet erect which can steady our course, my friend. Oh, there are words of reality which can provide instant light and lift for our immediate pathways. Yes, there's a reality which can offer a beam of light down the corridors of our uncertain tomorrows. I don't know about you. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I do know who holds tomorrow in his hand. Amen. And if you know that he holds tomorrow, then you can rejoice and say, thank you, Jesus. You can say, I know it's going to be all right.
Yes.
Oh, the writer of the psalm said, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. See, my friends, this promise of a lamp for the feet is our promise of immediate and instant light and lift. It's practical. And it's the promise of hope in which to hope. I realize sometimes that things that are happening seem like there is no hope, but we must remember that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Says, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, All of the ground is sinking sand.
Yes.
So we're going to have to hold to Christ no matter what comes our way.
Yes.
Oh, my friends, I want to make three specific suggestions of rules for the road this morning on which you travel. First of all, you need to watch your lane. Mind your speed. Pull over occasionally and rest. Think and reflect on things that are lasting. I'd like to invite, challenge, and caution you to be yourself. Watch the lane of life in which you travel and spend your days. Mind the groove you choose to express what is in you. You will need to watch that your lane of traffic is not chosen for you. Oh, the pathway of your days must not be selected by the drumbeats of majorities or minorities, or by the sound of feet of heavy battalions. You need to carve out a lane and choose a pace for yourself which will bring out what is high and noble in you. See, my friends, oh, my young people, most of you have great hopes and prayers riding on your shoulders. Every day and night, great drops of sweat and sacrifice fall into the bosom of Mother Nature as an investment in your future. Please do not lose these hopes. And I realize peer pressure is a source of great academic and moral casualty. How many fine and promising young people topple over and become moral casualties to be piled high on life's scrap heaps because they are not able to resist the pressures of peers who would have them drive in their lanes. Yes, there are persons who have great dreams. These will inspire, challenge, and also bring out what's best in you. There are also persons who drift with the tide and travel with the herd. There are those who spend their days hoping that success and greatness are contagious and that some of the fallout will fall on them. Not so. Some wait for something to turn up or hope to bump into greatness by accident. Also, there are those who are great lovers of truth, searchers after wisdom, and who have great reservoirs of knowledge with which to challenge you. Find these, my friends, search after these, choose your lane, and pace under the inspiration of their spirits. They will turn you on. Oh, these will also blow your mind, they'll light your fires, but there are others who, if allowed, will become portions of your problem rather than portions of your solutions. Friends, peer pressure is the source of much academic and moral casualty. Find yourself a lane, a groove, a posture, a stance, a style of living that will express the best in you. Oh, do not surrender the choice of your destiny into the hands of anyone. You choose your lane of traffic. Set your pace and speed, remembering that lanes can easily become ruts, and ruts have a way of becoming graves. And I say again, this is the world of law and order. The universe in which we live, contrary to all the negative appearances, is one of cosmic unity. Oh, the universe is not without a superintendent. There are rules for life. There's ground on which we can stand to find firm footing for a steady course. There are rules which apply and which must be heeded. The body has its physical limitations. Every now and again, you're going to get tired sometimes. You just can't go on and on. But I heard Isaiah say that those that are patient, if they wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up with wings as of eagles.
Yes.
Oh, they shall run and not become weary.
Yes.
They shall walk and not faint.
Yes.
Nature has firm regulations that are not open for debate, my friends. We need to guard our lane of traffic. We need to watch our speed, check the pace of our living. Try not to speed through these days of your youth and run the risk of burning up and burning out too early. Choose a pace too rapid and you will burn up. You will never hold out. There are an alarming number of young people in our day blowing their fuses and living as if time is going out of style. You miss so much of the scenery along life's highway when you live at full throttle. The risks are high. You can blow your physical fuses. You can short circuit your mind. You can crowd and rush your days. You may not be around to draw Social Security. Oh, my friends, if you can decide on your own lane of traffic for the living of these days and keep your cool on the inside while others about you may lose their heads, you'll be a lady and you'll become a man. In addition, you will heed the teachings of the great master when he said, enter the narrow path, for the road is wide that leads to perdition. There's plenty of room on that road and many go that way. But the road that leads to life is small and the road is narrow and those who find it are few. Straight road, the narrow way and steady course provides light traffic, but it leads home.
Yes.
The broad way through life, the turnpike, the freeway is well light, is well lit, broad with heavy traffic and lots of gay company, but it leads to wailing and gnashing of teeth. What a short walk it is from what many appear in your youthful days to be stylish in vogue and cute to the other side of the street of salted tears. Oh, my friends, we need to check our speed once in a while. Be sure that you're not running too fast. Watch your lane occasionally and be sure that your conduct is not decided by the majority or the minority opinion. Rest every now and again. Reflect every now and again and think on things that are lasting. The route of the cross, the road which the master demonstrated for us may not be life's most scenic route in terms of how the world defines proper scenery, but it's firm and it's safe. And you know what I'm talking about. Those who choose this road and decide to follow the rules for this road do not have to make this trip by themselves. This is worth celebrating, namely that our strivings can be supported with divine strength, the kind of strength the master exhibited when he was on his way to Calvary. Why, when he was on his way to Calvary, it wasn't easy for him, but it was a road that he had to take because that road was going to give us life and going to make sure that we had life and have it more abundantly. But while he was traveling that road, he had some fallings, he had some rises, he had fallings. But through it all, he kept his pace and he went on up Calvary anyway. They tell me, as he got on Calvary's hill, they tell me they took him and they pierced him in his side. Oh, they tell me they put nails in his hands. But that was all right because he traveled the road for us to have eternal life.
Yes.
He got there, and they tell me while he was on that cross, he hung there from the sixth until the ninth hour. While hanging there, they tell me reach down. I can see him reaching down in faith, grabbing man by the hand and pulling man hand up. Reached up unto the Father, grabbed his Father's hand and pulling his Father's hand down. One hand pulling God's hand down and another hand pulling man's hand up.
Yes.
When he got man's hand into God's hand, I heard him say, it's finished, it's finished. I don't have to die no more.
Yes.
Man and God are reunited.
Yes.
I won't have to die no more. I can go forth now and tell men and women, boys and girls, that I am the Christ, and beside me there's none other. Let us lean not to our own understanding, But let us lean on him, for he is our God. He will continue to bless us. Oh, if we just continue to understand that if we just continue to live by his commandments, do his will, he'll make a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
Young people, you don't have to worry. God has got your back. And I know he has your back because I heard David say in the Psalms, he said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Therefore, God got your back. Just continue to trust him. Continue to learn to love ye one another. As Christ has first loved us. Then he said, then will men know that you are my disciples. Let us continue to love ye one another. Then, when we can no longer come and make supplication to his holy name, his time to call and our time to answer. We can no longer come fellowship one with the other. Pastor Crosby, you need not get up anymore for you preach your last sermon. All members, friends, your supplication days are over. The word of the Lord, you don't have to worry anymore because he said that if you die in Christ, you have eternal life. And young people, just know that if you keep on doing what God has suggested for you to do, you too will have life and you're going to have it more abundant. You too will be successful. No matter whatever your career is, just know that God has placed that career there for you and only you. And once the Lord gives you whatever he has in store for you, don't worry, the devil in hell can't take it. Just love one another. Walk with me, Lord. Just walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Just walk with me. Church and its membership will help you work out your soul. faith. This is the time to come. Can I get one more verse?